Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go.
Well, not quite yet there, Hollywood. But
close.
We're just talking about the AAF, the off-season football.
You want to hear some news about it?
I want to hear what you have just coming out here in the last few minutes.
Darren Revell, 14 minutes ago, breaking. After week one, the new football league, the AAF, essentially sold off the entire league. Yes, you heard that correct. The entire league to Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon.
You said Hurricanes, not Panthers, right?
Carolina Hurricanes, the hockey owner.
Hockey owner.
Tom Dundon. Dundon put in $250 million.
Why?
The AAF. I'm glad you. That's a good transition there. Well done. The AAF missed payroll in week one. They told the agents it was a glitch with switching to a new administrator. They told players they'd be paid by today, the latest. So
they missed payroll
in week one.
God,
you pay me.
Yeah, that's it. So for all the NFL elitists here on the show, the AAF.
Now, what does that like? Does that make you like stuffy, or what are they trying to say?
Because they're saying we're only NFL. We only love the NFL.
Well, that's ridiculous. I go to high school football games on Friday night.
How about this? Central
Jerky.
And Northwestern at Traz Powell.
I've never been called elitist.
Or the Birmingham Iron versus the Orlando Apollos in FIU Stadium. Where are you going? It's not even a question. You're going to Traz Powell.
I'm going to watch Northwestern and Central last year's team.
There's a bounce of checks like Chris Hansen.
The AAF missed payroll in week one. They told agents it was a glitch with switching to a new administrator.
That's what they usually say, right?
That's exactly right. They told players.
How did they get this guy?
Tom Dundon throws in $250 million and says, I'll take the league.
You'll
pay me. Yep.
$250 million.
Good Lord.
Obviously to save the league, but also sees the potential to join the NFL. And by the way, you know who's laughing? The other guy in the other league right
Vince
now, Vince
McMahon.
Vince is going, oh, my God. At least my $100 million. I think Vince is a billionaire. He goes, at least my $100 million. I don't have to worry about that. All you guys getting creative. Football, whether it's high school, college, or pro, is a very expensive sport. And now on top of that, you got to pay a little bit of money to get these guys to make it worth their while to come out and train and make this good enough to watch on TV. And well, that's a bad look. Missed payroll.
They missed payroll in week one. After a really good week, too, ratings-wise. I mean, they had their best, I mean, obviously, their best ratings.
People aren't going to buy that. You know they're not going to buy that the payroll got a little screwed
that
up.
It was a glitch because they switched to a new administrator? You know what that sounds like to me? Oops. We screwed up.
Checks in the mail. I can't believe you didn't get it, but it's coming.
A little post-dated check. A lot
of unguarantees over there, I guess.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown.
You're not letting that go. That unguaranteed.
Imagine if he missed a paycheck.
Oh, there'd be an Instagram craziness.
I can tell you one thing. Antonio Brown's about $1 million a game. Now it's a little different because he got a bunch of it up front. But by the way, no matter what we talk about, Antonio Brown going on Instagram Live to address potential new teams and critics and give me some guaranteed money. And if you want to get to know me, call me, which by the way, they can't. That's tampering.
Tampering.
Because he's under contract.
Correct.
But it's all. Just about 10 minutes, apparently wanted to work out and wanted to share it.
Get on the elliptical. By the way, we're talking about
he
this.
He loves that social media stuff.
Man, I cannot wait to hear what this guy has to say.
Ryan Clark,
the Pittsburgh Steeler guy who ripped
Ryan
this
Ryan Clark
guy.
Is not a fan of Antonio Brown. And his story is he told the weight and conditioning coach, as soon as we gave that guy a new contract, we just created
a
monster.
Problem. Yep.
We got a big problem on our hands right now. Whatever it is, he's barking, and we'll see what happens there. Because now the question is, all right, does Pittsburgh just say, all right, this guy's whacked out of his mind? It's over. We got to let him go. You can't kiss somebody's ass, no matter how good they are. If he doesn't want to come back and play, he'll just destroy this team. and we got to get out of the drama business and get back to the football business. And so we got to just get what we can. And now, who comes in with the best pick? The money will get worked out by the other team.
Yeah, yeah.
Who offers the best pick? Because you got to take the best pick. You can't
you
go,
take the best, yes.
Well, New England offered us into the first round or a second round pick, but we got some third round picks. Let's grab those. You got to take in best interest of your team. You can't just be
you have to.
Trying to block out. Can you see Pittsburgh? Anybody out there see Pittsburgh going, we're not dealing with New England. We're not doing that.
Of course they're going to say that, but then when everyone around the league is going, we'll give you a three or we'll give you a four, or we're going to give you this, it's a seventh pick in the third round.
You're only hurting your own team if you don't take the highest pick. You're only hurting your own team.
Exactly.
That's the rival, though. If you give AB to New England, you're not getting past those guys for the next 5 years.
But it's not their rival.
You're not getting past those guys.
Pittsburgh's got another rival. They better get ready. Cleveland's
that's
really
right.
good.
You got to win your division.
And Baltimore, that's their rivals.
Oh. Guessing they're not as concerned about Cleveland as they are with getting past New England to get to a Super Bowl.
I think they should start worrying about Cleveland.
Because they've won that division, 800 times? Cleveland's getting better.
Cleveland starting to hit on some picks, and they got a quarterback in place that, what did he throw, 27 touchdowns, yeah, missed good. How many games?
Yeah, pretty good player.
He's got 35, 40 touchdowns written all over him with that group.
Oof, move Antonio Brown to the Browns.
That'd be an interesting one, too.
Jarvis on one side,
got
Antonio on the other.
The question is, do you have enough to handle it? I know Tom Brady and Bill Belichick can handle Antonio Brown. I think he.
What about Freddie Kitchens? Because that's who's the guy now in charge of Cleveland.
I don't know. It'd be super sexy to get him, though. It'd be great for that team. All of a sudden, you want them on Monday night and Sunday night.
That's right.
And they're a fun team to watch.
I still see Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell or both heading up to play for the New York Jets. Somehow, some way, all that cap room. Love to be the front page of that paper. And then it's going to be our old friend Adam Gase's problem to handle.
I don't
with
know
those two guys and a second year quarterback.
Adam Gase going to have a trade for him? Do they do that? I just don't see it. He's already moved out a bunch of guys like Antonio Brown, just not as good.
Yes, you're right. You're right. He got rid of all the divas.
Adam
from here.
Gase, I talked to somebody last night. Adam Gase got another big problem right now and tells me that he doesn't have nearly the control he had here, especially after going 10-6. And that's called people above him
making the decisions.
Making decisions on his coaching staff. They're saying that Joe Vitt, Greg Williams thing is
disaster.
It's worse than my first marriage. I mean, it's really bad.
It's a nightmare.
It's bad.
Good Lord. That's a horrible place.
And now you throw in Greg Williams' kid, who nobody in the NFL likes except Greg Williams' dad.
Yeah.
And you got Joe Vitt on the other side, who turned Greg Williams in on Bounty Gate. I mean, you can't make this up. And then Adam Gase, after he talked to his father-in-law, Joe Vitt, said, hey, don't let that damn kid. It's bad enough the old man's here. The kid will just kill the rest of the staff. And so Adam goes, hey, Greg, I don't think I want your kid here. I love you. Can stay and excited about having you. Can run your own. He goes, oh, hell no. Hell no. My kid's here. He's on the staff. That ought to be
an interesting season. I'd like to see them on Hard Knocks.
When things are real good, it'll be fine. Everybody's
sure,
fine.
When you're winning.
But as soon as things aren't going well, then you get your crap show started. And the question is, can Greg Williams, who we saw, by the way, on Hard Knocks.
Did a pretty good job when he was the head coach.
A little bit of an idiot when they had to go tell him, can you stop cursing at everybody? can you stop ripping? And can you stop ripping the offensive coaches? What's going to happen the first time Adam tells a guy to back off on the blitz?
Yep.
And Greg Williams says, why don't you block him?
That's
hey, Gase, learn how to block him over there.
That was my favorite part of Hard Knocks. Stop hitting the quarterback. Why don't you start blocking somebody? Woo!
Yeah,
can we get like six teams on Hard Knocks? I want six different teams on Hard Knocks.
Ah, man. You can't make that. You cannot make some of that stuff up and what that's going to look like. So I don't know. Would everybody agree that the team that's best for Antonio Brown, because they never have. First of all, New England's always financially under control. You ever hear about them having zillion dead millions of dollars?
No, because they don't do that. They're smart. They have been smart over the years.
But they
this
also,
guy wants $50 million? Trade him.
When was the last time they brought a turd in? First off, you are a turd. He gets rid of you. God, didn't work out.
Well, last year, Josh Gordon.
Well, they didn't get rid of
Josh Gordon. No, I'm just saying there was a problem, but that was kind of the turd pickup.
It wasn't a turd. I mean, he was pretty damn good.
I understand that.
I'm thinking like.
He's in that category, man.
He's got to be in that category.
But he was productive while he was there.
Sure.
Literally, he was perfect.
But if anyone could turn him around, it was him. And
a great teammate, but he's got demons.
He's got
demons. That falls under a different category.
Okay. All right.
I'm talking about guys that just come in like Chad Johnson didn't work out. They got rid of him. It ain't working out.
It just doesn't go in New England like that.
Most guys work out.
Yeah.
We've seen disgruntled running backs. Oh, well, what are they doing picking him up? We saw Randy Moss. We thought Randy Moss, everybody. I'll never forget North Turner. They all thought Randy Moss was done when he left Oakland.
Oof.
Didn't do much there. He had that pulled hamstring, and some were going, it's not his hamstring. He's just not trying. He wants out of here. He got to New England. It was like he was 21 years old again. Brady, Belichick, and winning. First of all, winning. No matter how big a turd you are, you're on a winning team. You can't be a turd. It's hard to be a turd when you're winning all the time.
You're right.
I've seen turds not act like turds when you're winning. So.
Hey, New England. Antonio Brown's got
see how it all plays
New England
out.
Written all over it. You're right.
See how this. It'll be a fun watch. But isn't it funny? We're just talking about the AAF, and we find out they missed payroll right off the bat. And then one of the NHL hockey owners,
Tom Dundon,
buys basically the whole league for $250 million, mm-hmm. which tells you they were broke because there's no way they'd wait on that. You don't think they try to sell that to an NFL owner right off the bat?
I mean, ridiculous.
This whole thing is.
After week one, the new football league, the AAF, essentially sold off the entire league to Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon. $250 million. And I would think that'd be the most shocking tweet that Ravel put out all morning until he wrote the AAF missed payroll in week one because of a glitch.
It's a bad glitch.
That's a bad. Nobody got paid.
Zach, that's a bad glitch. I know that.
I don't want that glitch.
Radio.com. Kendall.
You could not make all that stuff up that we were just talking about. I swear to God, you could not have timed it better talking about the XFL versus the AAF and next offseason and everything else, only to find out the AAF in week two already missed payroll. And then come to find out an NHL owner came in and basically bought the whole
league.
That's
right.
There's no way that could have been the game plan. There's nobody going to sell me. Right? Any of the guys that are running the new league going, yep, that was our game plan.
I mean, come on. They missed payroll in week one. They blamed it on a glitch in the Matrix.
Well, the value of these things, these minor league teams, is going to be, obviously, if the NFL takes them in as a partnership into their big, big, strong league.
Well, there's eight teams, and they paid $250 million for eight teams and the league.
Man, that's a lot.
You think it's a lot?
That's
I
a
guess.
Lot. I mean, it's a lot, I guess, until you start looking at one NFL team averages like $2.5 billion dollars now.
And now you're talking about a team, eight teams, and the entire league in existence is $250 million.
Ah, man, it's crazy. So the NHL had an owner from Carolina already come in week two and spend $250 million to buy basically the whole damn thing and take it over.
Yeah.
Somebody that's not just a hockey lover, but obviously loves football.
Sure.
And going to get in on the minor
league.
Or
sees potential investment.
And sees potential.
That's how I look at it. I don't think Tom Dundon is, you know, a big football fan as much as it is, hey, we buy this for $250 million. The NFL jumps on board. We triple our money, maybe.
Well, look at what's going on. I mean, I'm not taking any shots at anybody. But this offseason football league, and I'm being nice, is on CBS. Mm-hmm. They're putting their games. All their games are, if they're not on CBS, what else do I see there? On TNT? TNT grabbed a game. And hockey, if you don't make it on NBC6 once or twice
a
week,
you're not going to
find it. That's it till the finals.
Have the package. Yeah.
So it's amazing, this whole thing and where we are and all this stuff right now that we've been talking about. And, of course, Zach, we talked about it yesterday. I don't want to get redundant here again today, but Reggie McKenzie, Marvin Allen, and Chris Greer now working together. I think Reggie McKenzie coming in and going to be involved with his team is just – it says a lot about Chris being secure enough to have a guy that's been a general manager
right
a lot
next to
longer
him.
Than he has, and a guy can help him, give him two more eyes to look at everything, and not just that, but give him a fresh vision from outside the organization. I just think it's great having Marvin Allen, Reggie, and all these guys involved who might have a different perspective outside of this funk that this organization's been in. I think it's great.
Just give me everything brand new at this point. Bring in all new names and all guys that have done it. You know, I think that Jim Caldwell hiring is good. I think all this stuff that they're doing right now is good. Now, it all depends on what this team can now do in this offseason and next offseason to get this team back on track. Because we can talk about all these great hires, but there's nothing you could do right this second, so we only can praise it. But the next two off seasons and drafts
with this group,
I'm feeling a lot more confident now than I was when Ireland or any of these other guys were here.
Well, I can tell you this too. It's just, I don't know how a guy like this, but Adam being able to have say on a couple guys that weren't made some pretty big decisions in this organization that, I mean, it's over. There's nothing you can do about it, but. You got to hit, and then at some point, Chris Greer is going to have final say, and he has to hit on a quarterback. Just number one, number two, number three, you got to hit on a quarterback. We got to find a guy that we can call a franchise quarterback that can come in that you can – if you ever hit on one of these guys, you're good for more than a decade now with these guys. If you hit on a quarterback, if you hit on a good one, you're giving him a second contract, a third contract – And it would be
if you're Brady, a fourth time. Contract and maybe a fifth.
So anyway, well, whatever. The Brady things are different. That's a different animal.
I'll take someone that'll make it through that first into the second contract, and we're not still waiting to see if he's okay quarterback. Give me that.
Well, part of this whole thing with the AFC East has been the stability at the quarterback position, who's turned out to be one of the greatest of all time with the Patriots. And then look at the other three teams. Look at them. Look at the other three teams and who's quarterback. And they've just been average to below average quarterbacks. Putting Ryan Tannehill right in the middle of it.
You're right.
Just everybody. The Jets, the Bills.
This is why you need a guy like this. This is why we talk about it all the time. That if they're sold on a guy, if Kyler Murray or Haskins or Jones or Tua next year or Lawrence the year after is your guy, you do what you have to do to get that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. There's no more kind of pea-footing around, if you know what I mean.
Well, look at what the other two teams.
You need your guy. Yes, the Jets, the Bills both moved up, got their guys. The Browns, they got their guy. And all these young Pat Mahomes, it's weird because all these young quarterbacks – are playing a pretty big role now in the NFL as up-and-coming stars.
I am curious to see, speaking of the AFC East, who's going to end up with a better quarterback next year because they both played a lot. Darnold played a lot. Allen played a lot. Who do you think's a better quarterback in year two? Because they all have same kind of problems.
Sure.
Bills got a better defense. Mm-hmm. Bills had a great defense last year for as bad as they were. That defense – played their ass off all season. I am really curious. I would have said before Darnold was going to be a lot better because I think he's a more accurate passer. But I got to tell you, man, watching Allen run for 200 plus yards against the Dolphins and throw the ball and some of the stuff that he did, and he misses some throws.
I think the early prediction that I would give you on this one is I have to see what happens offseason free agency wise with the Jets. Because they're going to go all in on guys.
Neither team.
They're going to go all in and get some guys there to help Darnold.
I Bills had nobody to throw to.
Yep. They both need wide receivers and tight ends.
Jets were okay. I just you got to upgrade that before you know.
Yeah,
and
that's
and
it.
Get some better guys. And of course the Bills had to end up cutting their big receiver because it just didn't work out there. So we'll find out how that all plays out and everything else. But all I know is there's one team in AFC East that doesn't have that young quarterback, and they got to get going on it. We're behind everybody till we get that taken care of.
And don't worry, they're going to end up drafting a guy this year at some point. That's gonna be right there behind Brady. They're gonna get a young guy to come in there. It's gonna be this year or next year, and you just better hope that guy is not the second coming of you know who, or not really good.
Oh, you talking about
Patriots?
Patriots,
because yeah. They need. I mean, obviously they need a guy. Brian Hoyer is not the future of that team.
Well, the Dolphins have to draft in the first round a quarterback this year
or next year.
Or next year. Yeah. And I think they pretty much leaked that out to everybody. And then that will tell me all I need of all the picks Chris Greer will make. And he's got a few years. He's safe. They got the 5-year deal. The owner's already come out and said it's going to take a while. You better hit on that quarterback. The guy you draft, the most important pick he'll make is not any offensive lineman or defensive lineman. He has got to hit on a quarterback.
I agree.
And if he doesn't, you just can't whiff in the first round on quarterbacks. You can't. I've seen what it's done to Cleveland. I've seen what it's done to Detroit. We've seen what it's done here by not getting a guy that honestly just didn't get any better. He just, in crucial moments, Ryan Tannehill didn't get any better.
Nope.
He had his moments, and long as things were under control and you had a nice little short passing stuff and everything else is fine, then he was great. But once you asked him, he had to do it, make some plays. It just
wasn't there.
He couldn't take it to the next level. He couldn't.
So it was a waste of 7 years.
Great manager and everything else. And we had two or three coaches come in. And the guy that saved him for a couple more years was Adam Gase.
Yep.
Saved him. Because I think a lot of the organization was ready to move on. And Adam Gase said, "Nah, that's our guy." And Adam was wrong.
He was.
Adam.
He was.
Think we'd ever get Adam to go, "You're ready to play this game. You were right or you were wrong. Are you ready?" Too much ego, or would Adam Gase play the game, "You were right or you were wrong"?
Not today.
Ryan Tannehill.
But sooner or later he would, I think. Because I think
Julius Thomas.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's. I mean, come on.
No, we got it.
I know.
Jay Cutler.
Yep.
We're going to play the game. And he goes, no, well, we had nobody. No. Right or wrong. You wanted him. Right or wrong.
How about that's some of the only guys game. He re-signed.
Right or wrong.
Yeah.
Andre Branch, that's right it. Or wrong.
You're right.
Will we get him to play a game of.
Not on Tannehill, though, because he's always going to blame the injuries.
He might. You're right. He might just say that's the reason why.
No. He's seen enough of him healthy, too, although he did miss a lot of games. Just right or wrong.
It'd be great to have him on to do that.
Just play, "Hey, Adam, welcome. Thanks for coming back on here in South Florida. We only want to play one game with you and nothing in between. Just right or wrong. Right to it. Right or wrong. We're going to name a bunch of guys, including guys you've been affiliated with before in other stops that you really wanted."
I think the only reason why he wouldn't answer the Tannehill one is because he might use him as a backup.
Which one?
Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, I thought you said Tannenbaum first.
No.
You scared me.
Oh, God, no. Right or wrong with that, too? I bet you'd say wrong. I didn't want that guy around. He was just stuck here.
I don't know. I don't think their relationship was bad. I mean, we could dogpile.
I
don't think Tannenbaum's relationship with those guys was bad. I don't think you can just blame one guy on. I mean, you can always blame because the guys that you keep, you can say good things about, and the guys that are gone,
yeah, exactly.
We can trash bag because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We dogpile on,
of course,
on guys that are gone and say they were bad.
Listen, the biggest mistake this franchise has made in the last 10 or 15 or 20 years is the fact that they sat around with Tannehill for 7. He never got any better, injury or not. He was never a guy that you could run a franchise around.
But you know what's amazing? Think about this. Is all these people that do this for a living saw him. And if you've ever watched them warm up and you've watched them move around and stuff, I always say this, to be fair, I go, I see how he was a first-round pick. He got a really good arm. His arm's not. You're stupid. If he got a really good arm, he works hard. I mean, works really hard. Like, is always around. Athletically, he can move around. He got where he could throw the ball rolling outside the pocket, and I mean, he was a tease. Like, you're going, okay, I see where, but he just never.
He never had it.
We never. That's. Never saw him. He got better on his deep passes, which some people have wanted to debate. I go, no, listen, he did get better throwing the deep ball. He worked on it that one year, and he got better. But it's incredible. All the coaches that have come through, and he's had a bunch of different coaches have said, hey, I watch him on I think there's some things I can do. We can make this work. A lot of people
put their careers on
the line.
Mm-hmm.
To say, and none bigger than Adam Gase.
No, you're right. That's why he's not here.
We got our guy. I can coach a guy up like this. This guy's got things I can do. And
God, it's amazing. It's amazing that we're talking about all these guys losing jobs and this and that, and there's one underlining or common denominator.
You know, the only guy
that they had their thoughts about Ryan Tannehill
that might not have been in was Joe Philbin.
You're right. That's a crazy
part.
Joe
Philbin might have been the only guy that was kind of like, yeah, it's kind of open, and you know, and then Tannehill was upset and went over and played great. And you know, over and played great
London,
against the
right?
Raiders over in London. I think that's when Dennis Allen got fired.
Oof.
Anyway.
That London trip, you don't want to go on that London trip if your team's not great, right? A lot of guys come back on that flight fired. Over the years.
Well, I wasn't on the Raider plane going home and they got fired,
no,
but
I'm
I was on
Dolphin
the plane
one.
Coming home with Joe Philbin.
That's what I'm saying.
That Ooh. Was awkward. The wife's with you the whole
God.
Thing. It's bad enough to come home and tell your wife you got fired. It's another when she travels
Sit on
home
a plane
with
for
you.
9 hours with her while you're fired?
And you're sitting there with all your coaches and everybody's getting a throat cutting all the way to the back of the plane. Everybody's looking on this plane on this 9-hour flight and you're looking up and you got security guys and they're rolling their eyes up. And then you're asking for more info, even though you don't want to get out of your chair because you're a coward in the back named Joe Rose. And finally, that one guy gives you as he's walking, a couple hours into the flight, and you look at him, and he gives you the cutthroat.
Oh, God.
And you go, wow.
Good Lord.
They did it. They friggin' did it. Hey, right now, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries for just a sec. I'm not giving you guys any more good, juicy
the
cut stuff.
Cutthroat thing, too.
I'm telling you what I'm telling you about right now. Where do the pros go when they get injured? That's what everybody wants to know. I can tell you where the Dolphins, Heat, and the Panthers go. They'll go to a Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. They're going to be busy coming up, though, pretty soon, because they're going to all be out at the Miami Open Tennis Tournament taking care of the top women and men tennis players in the world. They're all going to be here. That's where the top people go anyway. Hey, listen, we got one of the top sports medicine programs in the United States, in the country, anywhere. When you talk about Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, my gosh, you start talking about the group of doctors they put together. That's why it's one of the top sports medicine programs. Whether you need a second opinion or just a successful surgery, you can sure trust doctors like Uribe and Yagnik and Vijak and Heckman and Selznick. Man, these guys are good. Dr. Sangiovanni and Dr. Hodgkins, these guys are just so good. Foot and ankle doctors, hip and knee replacement doctors, all the top specialists, all live here in South Florida and work at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. I got more good news. That's why I'm teasing you. You can see those same doctors that work on million-dollar college and high school athletes every day. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. We have an office set up in Broward County. Dr. Swartzen's up there. Everybody's raving about Doc up there, man. Find out for yourself. Go to Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables.
Radio.com.
Oh, that's good, man. Nice stuff. And keep that going. And everything they're doing up there has been just fantastic up in the Parkland area of Douglas High School.
I have some more breaking news from you. A Woj bomb.
What do you got?
Michael Beasley finalizing a deal with the Chinese Basketball Association.
Is he really going?
Short run of 2 months, significant cash. I could try to tell you the team name, but there's no chance I'm
going to
do
it. That's all right. He's going over to play basketball.
Sources tell ESPN short run of 2 months and a load of cash. Significant amount of money. That's it. No Beasley to the Heat.
Michael Beasley.
They're going to have a statue of that guy in China.
How nice is that, though, for those NBA guys? As long as they don't mind going over there, like, hey, you're paying me that kind of money.
That's right.
My jump shot works. It's international.
Who's the point guard? I forgot his name that went out there and now has like a statue out there. Stephon Marbury. He is a hero out there.
Michael Beasley.
Michael Beasley still doing it.
By the way, my man does have, like, he can still shoot. Now, he's got offense. You see him sometimes. He'll load it up pretty good there. Hit 5-6 shots, and you're going, man, Bees. And then somehow, next thing you know, they let him go.
Yep.
He must be completely lost on defense.
Joe.
He must be so lost on defense in his overall game outside of shooting the ball. Because offensively, his skill level is really good. It must be everything else about him, nobody must be home. Mm. When you knock on the door for defense, for switches, for blocking out, all the fundamental things, give and go passes, he must be lost.
Joe, he went to go check into the game a couple weeks ago and he had the wrong shorts on.
That's a different problem.
That's a different problem. Who cares what else he does?
When you realize you don't have a uniform
on. He didn't have shorts on.
He needs to enter that conversation, biggest bust in the history of this town, right?
I mean, number two overall pick in a draft?
Well,
yes.
Let me ask
you. He gets a pass, it seems like, because he's the obvious number two pick there.
But how can you be, this is a little Ted Ginnish right here, how can you be a big bust when you go on to keep your career going, and the next thing you know, you're damn near 30 years old, and you've been playing 10 or 11 years?
Can you do that with an NFL player and an NBA player?
I just did it with Ted Ginn and Michael Beasley.
I don't know if I could,
Ted Ginn's had a much better career.
Oh, much better.
You could still be a bust and hang around.
He was a bust for the Heat.
Like, if you're picked second overall in the NBA draft, you're probably good enough to be on an NBA roster.
You should be.
Doesn't mean that he's not a bust.
Darko. What was Darko?
He's been thrown off of every team he's played on.
No, yeah. It doesn't last, no matter where he goes. It hasn't been good.
The Lakers are dysfunctional. He couldn't even stay on that team.
Yeah,
he's good point.
Lance Stevenson is on that team.
He was bitching the coach. How about the coach got on he and one of the other guys on the team, veteran players, and they blew up on the coach. Like, you're gone. Even I know you're gone, and I know LeBron doesn't want me around, yeah, but I'm going to still be able to get rid
of you. Derrick Rose went one in that draft. Michael Beasley went two.
Correct.
O.J. Mayo went three, and then Russell Westbrook and Kevin Love went 4 or 5.
Ooh. Couple
O.J. Mayo had a rough go.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. You're right.
He's broke.
Yep. The rest of that first round's okay.
Why are you smiling while you say that?
I'm not smiling.
No, you are.
Stop.
You're talking about guys not only being, but you go right into their finances.
O.J. Mayo just happens to be a regular in the headline segment, which means things aren't going well for him.
Probably right. You don't want to be in that segment.
I had this talk about the Ted Ginn side of that thing. To me, Ted Ginn, we didn't get enough out of him. But New Orleans been able to get a lot out of him.
Right. He's played a good career. He's had a decent career.
He's played well. He's played for a certain team. You know, he played great for Carolina.
That's right.
A lot out of him. Hell, they went to Super Bowl with him as one of their main guys. So that tells me, and by the way, this is always up for a good topic. You get guys that in the right system with what they do best, and you use them that way and not what you want for what you do, but for what they do, it's the same thing. I mean, it's just with a lot of these guys, you got to put them in a system where they got a chance. Ted Ginn can do certain things really well.
Ted Ginn in 2015 at 739 yards, receiving 44 catches and 10 touchdowns.
Right.
10 touchdowns.
Right. I think he's had a couple good years with the Saints. I think he's been good with the Saints.
787 yards in 2017. His best couple years in a row were with Carolina and then New Orleans.
He still owns, and I know there's a lot of people, the Dolphin fans, just put him in the bust category, but he had the greatest return game I've ever seen against the New York Jets.
Oh, God, I remember that. I remember.
I think Brandon Fields was kicking him out of the end zone. I mean, he was crushing him, and then on top of that, you had Ted Ginn. You take two to the house in the same game.
Ted Ginn played in that 2008 playoff game with the Dolphins and then played 13 more playoff games after.
I think he had a touchdown in that game. If I'm not mistaken, he ran down the sideline and caught a takeoff. I don't know. I just think there was more to get, and I'm going to do something. I'm going to say some of that's on coaching.
Okay.
And the only reason I say that, because I saw he went certain teams. San Fran didn't get anything out of him.
No.
But then he go to certain teams. He's been on five or six teams and certain.
Five teams.
Carolina,
New Orleans got the most out of him. Yep.
So why is that? Well, first of all, the quarterback situation.
It's true.
With those two, Drew Brees and that big, strong cat playing in Carolina.
Just, God, it's amazing looking at his, like, the numbers for this guy. But he's not great. But
look at his numbers overall.
Number, not bad.
So you're going to call that guy a bust? Give me his number.
He's a bust with the Dolphins, but not his career. He's a Dolphins draft bust, but not his. He's not a career bust. He's not.
He's not Deion Jordan category.
No.
That's a bust.
He played 3 years here for the Dolphins.
That's a friggin' bust.
3 years with the Dolphins, he had 128 receptions, 1,664 yards, 5 touchdowns receiving.
Couple on returns.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 2 kickoff returns and 1 punt return for the Dolphins.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, if you want to put it in category, a Dolphins draft bust, but not a career bust. But
Deion's making his move right now.
What's he doing?
He's making his push.
He's damn near 30 years old now. What's he doing?
He's making his move.
Here we go.
I mean, he's still playing. Like, by your argument, he's not a bust.
Someone just
texted still playing.
Wait a second. You're going to put Deion Jordan and Ted Ginn in the same category throughout their career?
He's still playing.
I can't do that yet.
But Ted Ginn playing, he's not a bust.
You're being stupid. Ted Ginn's been productive. Deion Jordan hasn't been productive.
Michael Beasley hasn't been productive.
He got up to double digit a couple of years scoring. You can't put those guys with Deion Jordan.
No, Deion Jordan. They traded up for Deion
Jordan.
Deion Jordan's
by himself. How many sacks does Deion Jordan have in his career now? He's been with Seattle for a couple years.
I don't know. Ted Ginn played in 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's 2 more than the Dolphins have.
Same amount as you.
Deion's got 5.5 in 2 years with the Seahawks.
5.5 sacks.
8.5 in his career.
Does that mean he had 3 with the Dolphins?
How many years is he now in the...
He's now going into year 5.
Yeah, but that's like year 5 with 3 like suspended, right?
Yeah,
that's
He 5 years played, probably 8 years in the NFL.
Correct, yeah. 2003, 2013, 14, and then it goes to 17, 18.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. 15 and 16. Just
skip. Like they didn't exist.
I wish I could do that with a couple of my years.
Yeah, me too.
Let's just take 11.
Yeah.
Gone.
Oh, man. I don't know. No, Beasley's a bust. You're right.
That's just funny.
Ted Ginn.
Said Darryl, Revis was Ted Ginn's personal bitch. He owned Revis. He did beat him down on that one of those plays, that takeoff down the sideline.
You know, when he got here, you know what used to piss everybody off about Ted Ginn? He used to run out of bounds, just short of a first down. He ran those reverses, and it'd be 3rd and 9, and he'd run 8.5, and then we'd punt.
Oh, there's a guy coming out of bounds. Michael Beasley's career stats, 12.4 points per game, 4.7 rebounds.
It would be interesting, and it's not for today because we're done. The biggest bust, first round, it'd have to be a high first round pick in the history of South Florida. And you know who gets a hall pass? Baseball players, because we don't really know. Even hockey to some point. We don't know a lot of those guys, except we know the Panthers have hit on a bunch of them recently.
Yeah.
Then it comes down to basketball.
Biggest bust ever in the history of the sports down here? Wow.
Heat have had.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about the Heat, the first one that comes to my mind more than likely is the fact he had the number 2 overall pick, and it's Michael Beasley. Could be Michael Beasley. But Harold Miner.
No, Deion Jordan owns it.
I'm trying.
There's no way.
Wayne Simmien.
No, Deion Jordan, no matter what those guys have done, even if they got their money and left,
Eric Kumerow.
No.
What about a guy who's got 2 kids in the NFL, or one's going to be drafted first overall? Bosa.
No.
All right. I'm just throwing out guys that we always talk about.
Deion Jordan, like.
Deion's number one, huh?
First of all, if you're like suspended half of your rookie contract.
Okay, you're right.
That's kind of like, put you by yourself, man. I got nothing against him. A nice guy. It's funny. Everybody that met him goes, well, he just ended this contract. He doesn't really care about being great. Like Jason Taylor's first words. Mm. Jason read him like a 3rd grade book.
God.
Anyway, hey, guess who's coming up? Enough of this stuff. Enough. Enough with this.
I saw Frito out there.
Frito and Young Greg working together.
All right.
Frito and Young Greg. Gray got a nice outfit where the shoes match the shirt. It's
Greg
beautiful,
always dresses,
man.
Dresses fresh.
He's fresh.
Yeah.
It's a fresh look.
That's a good word to use there.
Was that wrong saying that? By the way, you know what I was told? It's funny. The other day I go, hey, am I cool to wear Levi's at this thing? He goes, don't ever say that again, man.
Just wear, say jeans.
Jeans. Yeah, you don't say, nobody Levi's. Says Levi's anymore. It's jeans. All right, we're out of here. Have a great day, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.